This is the Sue Free Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
Do you wonder why you have to feel the things that hurt you? If there's a God who loves you, where is he now? Would you dare to believe that you still have a reason to sing? Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it can't compare to the joy that's coming. So hold on, you gotta wait for the light. Press on and just fight the good fight. Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it's just the dark before the morning.
Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
So here we are again, and it's so good to be back with you again today. Today I have a guest, and his name is Kirk DeWitt. He's the outreach pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village. He oversees global missions as well as many local outreach projects. He has been on staff there for 21 years. Kirk also currently serves as the chairman of the board of Action. We're going to hear more about that, I'm sure. A nonprofit that unites more than 90 local churches in social work. He is passionate about the church being the hands and feet of Christ. He and his wife, Stacy, have two sons, age 14, 11, and a four-year-old daughter who was adopted from Guatemala. Kirk is a graduate of Wheaton College and Fuller Theological Seminary. Welcome aboard, Kirk.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
And I'm so glad you're here, too. So how'd you get involved in this outreach ministry?
Well, I grew up in the church. Literally, my dad started Calvary Community Church out in Westlake, and I was really kind of a church brat. I mean, when I was born, my bedroom was the church nursery because the church met in our garage. So I've seen the church my whole life, and I think probably in college is when I started waking up to certain verses in the Bible that talk about caring for the poor and the oppressed and the widow and the orphan, and I started bringing it to my dad and other church leaders and saying, you know, we should be doing more about these parts of the Bible, because we're really good at preaching the gospel, which is fantastic, but I think we could do a better job not neglecting the poor and the needy among us.
Well, that's very good, and yes, we're called to do that, aren't we?
Absolutely, all over the place, Old Testament, New Testament.
Yeah, and right now with the holidays upon us and everything, you know, it's even more apparent. I know for me, and I'm going to challenge each one listening, that, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas is a time where people, when they are lonely, they feel more lonely. It's a time when people just really feel that emptiness inside of them. And yes, we need to speak the word of truth to them, and we need to let them know that our Lord loves them. But also we can show them that by reaching out to those that don't have a place to sit at the table, and we can offer our table for them, can't we?
Absolutely. We had a family in our church that opened up their place for Thanksgiving last year. And just to the, you know, highways and byways, anybody that they ran into. And they had 65 people for Thanksgiving. And they had a blast. They said it was unbelievable, and they would do it every year from then on.
And that's amazing, and especially if you are blessed enough to be able to house that many people and feed that many people all at one time.
Isn't that big.
Yes.
It was amazing. They had people everywhere in the yard and in every room of the house, and just a big party.
That reminds me of a story about a loaf of bread, doesn't it?
That's right.
So why is it important for people to go beyond the walls of the church?
Well, I think a couple reasons. One is it really is an opportunity for us to stretch our faith. Because it's pretty easy when we just participate in church programs and we go to Bible studies and we relate to our friends. But when we reach out to somebody that's in need, especially if we're not really sure how to help them, but we take a risk and we get to know that person and we try to assess their need and we ask them the famous question, how can I help? I really feel like that's when the Lord meets us in that person's life, and He can give us wisdom, He can give us discernment, He can empower us to really give hope and help to somebody. Sometimes it's practical, sometimes it's inviting them over for Thanksgiving dinner. I mean, sometimes it's just praying with them and saying, I believe in you, and you can do this, and, you know, let me know how you want to stay involved. Maybe it's just meeting somebody at Starbucks and listening to their story. I'm finding with a lot of the projects that we're doing through our church and through Action, it's just visiting. It seems like it's a ministry of presence over the holidays is really important. It's just being available to people and listening to their stories.
That is so good. We can just take a breath and take that in, because that is so true, to be still and know that I am God and to do the Great Commission. That's a wonderful thing. And what you're saying is just be present. And we need to be that all the time. And I don't know about you, but in our busy lives, it's very difficult sometimes to just slow down. And you know, they say slow down and smell the roses. But there's more to it than smelling the roses, although the roses are a wonderful creation.
Yep.
And they smell really good.
Yep. And I think related to that, I think maybe a Christian version of slow down and smell the roses is slow down and look for beauty in every person.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And there is. And everyone has a story, don't they?
Yeah. And sometimes the people that you think are the scariest or the farthest from God are the ones that need the most listening to and the most love. And I remember going into a Starbucks, and none of my friends were there that I usually hang around with, and then I was just saying, you know, maybe I'll just hook up with somebody, just talk to somebody that I don't know, and just hear their story. And there was a guy sitting over in the corner that just looked scary. He had tattoos on his face. He had a lightning bolt on his face, and you know, leather, and just kind of crazy looking. And I knew that God was pulling me, and so I went and I sat down next to him and got to know him a little bit. And it turns out he's a believer, and he has a ministry, and he prays for people all the time that they will understand that they are the bride of Christ. And it just blew my mind that
yes,
this person that I thought, you know, I had him all stereotyped in my mind, this person turned out to encourage me and build me up.
That's a wonderful story. You're listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. You can stream on KKLA.com, click on and listen live Saturday 4 to 5 p.m. You also can go to Sue Free, spelt like fries, one word, .com, and listen to past podcasts. And if there's something that you hear, you can share it. Don't feel like you have to call and you have to run and get them right now. You can have them tune in just by going to the podcast on SueFreeze.com. And listen to past shows. So I just want to let everybody know that. So that's really an awesome story. And, you know, that kind of when you were saying all that, I was thinking inside my mind about judging, you know, that we prejudge even though we don't want to. I mean, I constantly tell myself not to prejudge. But we do that not even without intentionally wanting to. It just kind of happens internally. And when you open up that door and you start talking to somebody, you realize that, you know, maybe your thoughts were totally wrong.
Absolutely. I think even a fun experiment we can do over the holidays is with all the people at different grocery stores and public places, street corners, asking for money or panhandling or anything, just to treat those people like human beings that God loves and say hi. And whether you're going to give them a dollar or $5 or not, just treat people with respect and dignity and, you know, say God bless you and, you know, get to know them if you have a little time. I think that's something that we can all do.
The greatest of these is love.
Yep.
What you're saying is to love on people.
Absolutely.
So how do you feel about different churches working together in their communities?
Well, I used to go down with a few friends to Port Hueneme in Ventura County and serve a few widows that live down there. And we used to do some house painting and some yard work and those kind of things. And it was really great. And one day I was driving back, and I really felt like the Lord was impressing upon my mind this idea of I should bring some friends with me. And then I was saying to myself, or saying to the Lord maybe, I already did. I brought friends with me. And then as I said that, I realized what he was trying to show me. I need to bring other churches along.
Oh.
And so at that point, that was about 8 years ago, I reached out to a few other friends who had already been thinking along these lines, and we started an organization called ACTION, which stands for Area Christians Taking Initiative on Needs. And we decided that it was much more powerful if lots of churches started going beyond their walls and started reaching the practical needs of the people in Ventura County. And it was just really fun to see this thing happen where you invite a friend and they invite a friend and they invite a friend, turn into churches, inviting churches.
That's awesome. We're kind of doing that a little bit. I'm a director for a community pregnancy center, and we're doing a Christmas concert where we've invited all kinds of different churches, their worship teams, to come together in one place. And it's so wonderful, and everybody loves it because we get to hear music from all different churches. And it kind of brings all the churches together so that any differences or, you know, who's thinking what about what, they can. It just kind of brings it all together.
Absolutely. I think there are a few things that churches can agree on, and one of them is worship. One of them's prayer, and another one is serving. And a lot of times churches like to squabble with each other about a lot of other things, but at least we can focus on those things.
And serving is a wonderful thing. We're all called to serve.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't all serve at the same capacity, but it doesn't matter.
That's right.
There was a saying about, you know, anybody that thinks that they can't do anything has never been in bed with a mosquito. And that's kind of an internal joke for me because I'm in the pest business. But, you know, mosquitoes under the sheet can do major damage or major good.
Yep. That's true.
You're listening to The Sue Freeze Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. You can stream on KKLA.com, click on, and listen live Saturday 4 to 5 p.m. Well, we're talking to Kirk DeWitt, and he's talking to us about the Action program. It's a nonprofit, Action. And what it's about, you've kind of explained. What does Action do to help people in need around the holidays? What do they do?
We have a program called the Christmas Shop. And there are five community Christmas shops in Ventura County, the first two weekends, actually the second two weekends of December. And what it is a free toy store for low-income families. And so we've been doing this for about 7 years, and last year we had 1,400 families come through. It was about 4,000 people. So it's a really large outreach event. And multiple churches participate. So we will have it in five different cities of Ventura County, Ventura, Port Hueneme, Simi Valley, Camarillo, and Thousand Oaks. And each one has between eight, averaging 8 to 10 churches that work on each one. So that's, you know, 50 churches approximately will be involved. And it's really neat how it works. We give invitations to the social service agencies that know the needs of all the people. They screen the people for us, and they invite the ones that most need toys and encouragement over the holidays.
That is so awesome. And since we are simulcasted and we go up and down the coast, if you're listening to this program and you're not in the counties in which we're mentioned, that doesn't mean that God's not tugging on you to start something like this in your area. How about that, Kirk?
Absolutely. I love it.
So what we can do there is there a way somebody could contact you if they need direction or if they need some help? Because I'm sure you put some things together already to make this a little simpler for those.
Oh, yeah. And it will take probably 500 or 600 volunteers to pull off these events. So if anybody wants to volunteer or donate or be part of it, they can go to the website, which is actionvc for VenturaCounty.org, actionvc.org. That has all the information on it, and people can sign up to do face painting or gift wrapping or be a personal shopper or a prayer team member, all kinds of things like that. And also on the website are locations where people can donate toys. So there are about 120 locations in Ventura County where people can donate toys.
That is wonderful. There's a lot of outreaches, you know, Toys for Tots and things like that. And the reach is so far and so wide that no matter where you're giving, just give.
Yep.
And if this is something that you think is something that you'd like to do, I'm going to say to the listeners, you know, this show is about pursuit of passion, purpose, and connection. And I would say this has to do with passion. Are we passionate about people? Do we love them? Purpose is, you know, what were we created for? We were created to love thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and body, and love thy neighbor as thyself. So that's what we're asked to do. Mm-hmm. And then the other one was connection. Well, what better way than to connect with other church members, to associate with other people like you, or to bring others in? I just can't think of a better thing to do. And during the holidays when times are tough, and if you're one that's listening that's not on the giving end, but one that's on the receiving end, we want to be there for you too.
Mm-hmm.
So you also could contact, I would bet, actionvc.org and possibly get some help or some direction.
Yep.
And, you know, we are here for you. And we want you to know that you're not standing alone. The devil wants to isolate us and make us feel like there's no hope. And I'm here to say that there is hope, and your hope is in the Lord. And all he asks of us is that we reach up, that we look up, and that we ask him into our hearts. So if you haven't done that and you want to do that, I highly recommend that you find somebody that you can do that with. If you want to contact me, you can do that on SueFreeze.com, and I will be happy to talk with you personally. I don't know why, but right now that I don't normally do that on the radio, but for some reason I just felt that that was something I needed to say. And my heart goes out to all those that are hurting, because, you know, all of us have a wounded child in there somewhere. We all have those hurts and those wounds, and the Lord is the one that is the almighty healer, and he can heal them. Do you agree with all of that?
Oh, absolutely.
Anything you want to add, Kirk?
Well, I was thinking about, in Psalm 23, it says, surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. And the word there is for follow is pursue. So God's love literally pursues us. And if we're hurting and if we're down, and he knows that. And he's watching, and he's walking right with us, and he just wants us to turn around and recognize his presence and ask for him to come into our lives and not run. And so when someone's hurting over the holidays, if you're out there listening, and this is a, I mean, you already said it at the beginning, Sue, this is a difficult time for many, turn around and notice that the Lord is there. He's been there the whole time. And just turn your life over to him and just accept him into your life through Christ.
Amen. I love that. And that word pursue is so strong in my mind. Sometimes, do you ever just lay in bed and sometimes a word will come to you? Just a word.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I've had the word prepare and I've heard the word pursue in the last month. And pursue is so important. And I've realized that really nothing happens without motion. There has to be motion. And it could be the slightest motion, but we have to be in motion for something to happen. And the motion is pursuit. And you know, husbands and wives, we must pursue each other. And we can't just be complacent. We have to pursue. And that's how intimacy happens. We can go the gamut here on all of this. But pursuit is a very big, big, big word, and it really encompasses so much.
Yeah, totally agree.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Can I tell a story about the Christmas shop?
You can. We only have like 5 minutes left already. Can you believe that?
Time flies when you're having fun,
right?
Let me
just give a little commercial first. You're listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. And you can stream on KKLA.com, or you can go on to SueFreeze.com. Sue Freeze, spelt like fries, one word, and hear this podcast or other podcasts. I really recommend that you go on there and become, I don't think it's a fan, but get on my email list. And there's another segment on there that's videos. I have videos on there that talk about the love languages, which is really fun. And I also have Helping Hands, which is a lot of different information from all the different speakers. They all have given me something like a one-pager that has like a 10-point list on how you can do this or questions you could ask or this or that. It's really helpful information. So I highly recommend you go on and just check it out. So tell me your story.
Awesome. I think it fits with what we were talking about with people hurting over the holidays. I showed up at the Christmas shop, and I was expecting to see people with toys. That's what it's, you know, what it's marketed to be all about. What I noticed was people praying everywhere. There were groups standing around toys, families holding hands, praying with the volunteers that were working with them. There were people inside praying with each other for specific needs. Somebody was in jail. Somebody, you know, just lost a job. Somebody was in a difficult situation, and so that's why they were there. There was love and prayer everywhere I looked all morning. It was amazing to see God working in that place, touching lives that were hurting and really needed encouragement. And what we thought would be all about toys really turned out to be all about the Lord and all about prayer.
And this happened, where were you?
This was in Newbury Park last year.
And you were at the toy?
At the Christmas shop.
Okay, and that's where people, mothers can come to buy, or mothers or fathers.
Yeah, it's a free toy store for low-income families. They need to be referred by their church or by a social service agency.
Okay.
Like Area Housing Authority or Many Mansions or Rescue Mission, those kind of things.
How wonderful. What a wonderful opportunity. I just think that's a wonderful opportunity.
It's a great time.
So we have about 3 minutes left, And you have a lot of wisdom. I don't know you. I've only met you, Kirk, and I look forward to meeting you in person sometime.
Right on.
I recognize the last name.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from Simi. Oh. Anyway, so if you were, you've got 3 minutes to talk to the listeners about anything you want to talk about besides your ministry here. If you wanted to talk to them about anything, we've already touched on something. But from personal experience, I always tell people I want the heart, not the head.
Yep.
So I want you to have this 3 minutes.
Great. I think here is one thing that I want to challenge everybody with. Over the holidays, make sure that your Thanksgiving and your Christmas and your New Year's is not yours. It's the Lord's. He has entrusted us with time, and it's really kind of the only thing he has given us. And so we need to use that time really well for his glory. And so I want to encourage you with your family, with your friends, with your small group, to just ask the question, who could we help over the holidays? Who around us in our lives needs some help? And you could go to the church and ask that question, but it's even better to ask it in your apartment building, in your neighborhood, in your family. And sometimes the person that, you know, comes to your mind and you say, oh, no, I don't want to help them, sometimes that's the one that the Lord really wants you to reach out to, the hard person to love, the hard person to help, the person that, may have vast needs that are difficult to meet. But I really think through the Lord's power and through his love, we can make a huge difference. If the body of Christ just looks beyond ourselves and beyond our own holidays and our own celebrations and traditions, and if we just say, I want to help somebody in Jesus' name, this Thanksgiving, this Christmas, this New Year's, I want to make a difference and I want him to use me.
So you can ask the Lord to guide you, to show you who he wants you to love on too.
Absolutely.
You know, just say, it's like when you go to church, instead of sitting in the same old seat you always sit in, why don't you say, God, where do you want me today?
Yep. That's right. And the other thing we can do right now is we can teach our kids, because we want our kids to have a heart that loves other people. So what a wonderful conversation for a family to have, to say, hey, kids, who do you think we should help over Christmas?
And you know, Kirk, that reminds me of a story. I have two kids. They're grown now, 29 and 26. And I asked them recently, I said, what is the Christmas that you remember the most? And we've gone to Mexico Orphanage and done different things that have been wonderful outreaches and things. And I do those things with the kids because I thought it was really important to show them firsthand and to experience it with memories of doing those things. And what they said, to my surprise, because it wasn't the biggest gift, it wasn't what I thought they would have said. And what they said was, Mom, remember the Christmas where that the mother with the two little kids and you told us that we had to take one of our own presents and give it to the children? They said that that was the most memorable Christmas for them because they remembered the looks, the faces on those children, and just being there, just the joy of giving was so strong that that's what they remembered more than any of the other Christmases. And I can tell you, we've had some amazing Christmases. So that's kind of an internal story is, you know, it does impact our children to do these types of things together as a family.
That's beautiful. I love that story.
Yeah, it's a great story. So we're down to 2 minutes now.
Awesome.
So how about scriptures? Are there some scriptures that have really just, you know, I know the whole Bible is wonderful and everything, but are there certain scriptures that you kind of lean on more of a basis than others?
Oh, absolutely. I think Isaiah 58 is my favorite favorite passage in all of Scripture about this. And because it's targeted at religious people, and it says, hey, you think you're being really religious and pleasing the Lord, but are you really doing the things that he asks you to do with the poor? And verse 10 says, if you spend yourself in behalf of the hungry, if you satisfy the needs of the oppressed, then your light will rise in the darkness and your night will become like the noonday. So I want to encourage everybody to read Isaiah 58, start to finish. It is beautiful and very inspiring.
I am so thankful that you've been on the show, and I kind of put you on the spot there a couple times, and you just came through with wonderful colors. Do you speak at church? You're on in the front all the time because you just are very at ease.
Thanks. No, I speak occasionally. I'm up on January 1st here at Calvary Community Church. I'm kicking off the prayer series. I'll be speaking that weekend. So if anybody's up and about on the 1st, then come over and see us.
That is awesome. Well, I really thank you so very much for being on the show, and I hope you let other people know about this show.
I will.
Because it's really a good show, and what you should do is Facebook and do some other things to let people know about it.
Okay, we'll do it.
So until next week, listeners, do what we've been talking about. Ask the Lord to show you who he wants you to love on and invite him over for a meal or just sit with them and be present and let them talk and you listen. Just really, truly be present and listen. We will be back with more of the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals. microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean, hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So call Ecola at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS. This is the Sue Freeze Show.
I'm kind of just going off of no script, no anything, and I just want to have a heart-to-heart. So what I want to say first is if you want to call in during my heart-to-heart, feel free. Okay, I always talk about being vulnerable and transparent. And that's what I'm going to be today. And phone number is 888-995-5552. Phone number again is 888-995-5552. And this is KKLA 99.5, Sue Freeze Show. And, you know, people say, what is this show about? And I say, you know, when people ask me that, I always say, it's not about termites and it's not about bugs, because I'm known as the termite lady. And I say, what it is, it's about pursuit of passion, purpose, and connection. Because I am the termite lady, and I'm just going to give you a little background, because some of you don't know me, and I've been the termite lady for a while now, and I own a company called Ecola Termite and Pest Management Services. And what we do is we offer alternatives to chemicals for treatments. Now, that's really a wonderful thing, because it used to be that if you had a termite problem, the only thing you could do was to fumigate your home. And now we say we have the good news. Why? Because you don't have to always fumigate the home. If you have one or two areas of infestation, we can take care of that problem by using local treatments. And there's quite a few different options out there. And the beauty of Ecola, the acronym for Ecola, is effective combinations of lasting alternatives. And we came up with that because it's true. We have heat, which is the only recognized alternative for full structure, according to Consumer Affairs, to be compared to fumigation, because it's the only one that can be full structure. And the beauty of heat is it's clean, hot air. There is no chemical. It's just clean, hot air. And there's added benefits for it also, because it deodorizes and sanitizes, and it kills the eggs of the termites. So there's added benefit to using heat. The other beauty of heat is it doesn't have to be full structure. It means that it could be the attic only if that's the place you have the problem, or it could be a room or a garage. And people say, well, how do you know if you have a termite problem? And I say, well, a lot of the times you'll see little droppings, and they kind of look like multicolored coffee grounds. And if you see that, that means you do definitely have a problem. Another thing is when the integrity of the wood has been compromised, meaning that if you push on wood and you find that it sinks in, you've got a problem. Now, whether it's termites or just water damage, an expert termite inspector could come out and let you know that. Our inspections are free, and yes, this is a commercial for Ecola. Why? Because Ecola is the one that pays for the show to go on. So I feel it's only right for Ecola to get some time. So I just wanted to bring that up to you, and you know what? Now is a really good time to do to have termite work done. And why is that, Sue? The reason is because we're getting ready for November, which is Thanksgiving, and we have so much to be thankful for. I know I do. And then we have Christmas. And so usually what we're doing around now is we're figuring out how we can make our house more presentable, how we can make it prettier for our family and the traditions to go on. And so what we do is we paint, or we, you know, we do these things, you know, we'll remodel, we'll do these types of things. And it's best to do the termite work before you paint, because the termite work can, we can drill holes and do some other things, or you have to replace a piece of wood or something. And so it's always best to get the termite inspection, find out if you have a problem, to get it taken care of, and then paint and have it beautiful for your family and friends to come over and visit and share the festivities. You are listening to The Sue Freeze Show on KKLA 99.5. If you'd like to call in, 888-995-5552. Now I'm going to get into a little bit of my story. I've been in the pest control business for over 30 years. Yes, I know. It's a long, long time. And if somebody would have said to me in high school or even college, what are you going to do when you grow up? I would say that pest control, being the termite lady, would probably be not even on my radar. It wouldn't even be a thought. But sometimes life changes, things happen, and you know, there's a fork in the road and decisions are made. And that's where I ended up. And so when you end up somewhere, the best thing to do is make the best of it. I love business and I love people. So for me, I was heavily involved in my church. I was very involved in ministry. And when E.C.O.L.A. became available, I was working with my husband for 20 years at a competitor pest control company. And then this opportunity became available for me to purchase E.C.O.L.A., and it was owned by two men at the time. And at that time, I was very fearful. I knew what I knew, but I didn't know what I didn't know. And you know, it's good to know what you're getting yourself into when you go into something. But not always do we have that option. So sometimes you have to take a step of faith in life, and you know, just have God on your side, and you'll get through it. And it was a hard struggle, and I did it out of submission for my husband. I said, yes, I'll do this, but I don't feel it's the best thing for our marriage, and I did it anyway. And so I took over E.C.O.L.A., and I was used to being on the front end and answering phone calls and taking care of the customers on the front end, and I loved doing that because I cared, and I knew a lot. And so I was talking to mostly women and mothers who cared about their children. And I realized that there was such a need for non-chemical alternative treatments. And so when the opportunity became available for me to go into a company that had some of those opportunities and choices, I decided it was a good move for me. So I moved over to E.C.O.L.A. and became the president and 100% woman-owned in this organization. And I had 41 employees at the time, which was a large endeavor. Six offices covered from San Diego to San Luis Obispo. We handle all of that, and it's a wonderful thing. So moving forward, there were a lot of issues that happened during that time, a lot of struggles. And being a Christian, I wanted to run my business with biblical principles. I had to move myself out of church ministry and being in the usher team, worship team, and drama team, and helping with spiritual gifts, which I love, into making my employees or having my employees be my ministry. And so that's what I did. It's quite different being in the world of business versus being in a church setting, but it was something God was leading me to do. And so that's where I ended up being. So 30 years into the business, actually 31 now, and now Termite Lady, radio, TV, building the business, building the offices, learning about insurance and work comp, and understanding how legislation and politics plays into their decisions, how they affect me as a business owner. All the things that I really didn't want to have anything to do with now become very much on the forefront of what happens in my business. They make decisions that affect my employees and medical and everything. And so it's really important for me to be up on things like that. And it's not my pleasure and it's not my gift, but sometimes we have to do things that we don't really enjoy. But what I've learned over all this time is that it's important to work within your gifts, because God gave us gifts, and those gifts are so important to work within. And that's what I've learned to do. And I've also learned to learn what my employees' gifts are and to help them build on their gifts and help them equip them to be successful. I think that's so important as a leader, is to equip people that you're around to be successful. And I think I've done that. The phone number is 888-995-5552. And I welcome any caller to call in and ask any question about termites, pest control, running a business, being a woman in a man's world. It hasn't been easy to do that. But if you have any questions regarding that, before I got into the business, actually during the business, I also went into doing a network marketing program for a makeup company, because I used to work for Max Factor before I got involved with getting married and having children. And I learned about image consulting and color analysis, and that you don't get a second chance to make a first good impression. And I will say that anybody out there that's looking for a job, some of the things I look at or look for in somebody that's coming to interview is, number one, research. Do some research on the company that you're going to go work for or that you want to interview for. have your resume in your hand, have all the information you need in order to answer the questions. Be thinking about what the employer is needing, not what you need. The funniest answer I've ever gotten is, why should I hire you? I always ask that question. I'll say, you know, if there's 20 people outside my room, which sometimes there's 50 applications, especially right now with the labor the way it is right now, where there's so much unemployment, I'll say, why should I hire you? And they'll say, because I need a job. And I'll say, okay, that's what you need. That's why you want me to hire you, but why should I hire you? And so always be thinking about the other person. And that's a good principle for life itself, whether you're in sales or you're anything. You always want to be looking for the win-win, but what's in it for the other person? And if you can listen carefully to what the needs are of the other person and you feel that need, I guarantee you your needs will be met. This is the Sue Free Show, KKLA 99.5. Phone number is 888-995-5552. Dorothy, you have a question about Ecola Services. Are you there? Hi, Dorothy.
Hi. What kind of non-toxic treatment is she talking about?
Non-toxic treatments. What we have is we have, thank you so much for calling and thank you for asking me this question. We have the heat process, which is clean hot air. We have the E-gun, which is an electric gun that emits 90,000 volts of electricity. It uses Mother Nature, just electricity. There is no chemical involved in that. And what it does is it has electrical currents that go out, and it scans the wood and it looks for the path of least resistance, which would be a tunnel where the termites are tunneling through wood. And termites are made up of 85 to 90% water, and water is conducive to electricity. So the electricity is attracted to the water in the termite. So it looks for the termite, and it zaps it. And what that does is it affects the termite to where it cannot digest food. So basically, it eats himself to death. And then we have the microwave, and then we have borates, which is like table salt, and it has the residual.
It's called what?
Borates.
Borate?
Borates, which is like table salt. It's a salt solution from
borate. B-O-R-A-T-E?
Yes, B-O-R-A-T-E. And our website is a great resource for all this information because it's all on there. We've spent a lot of time to educate customers so that they can make an educated decision on who to choose. Have I answered your questions?
So if I just wanted to kill a bunch of bugs besides termites, what would be the best way to do it?
Well, every bug has its own living habitat. It has its, you know, is it nocturnal? Does it come out during the day or the night? Where does it live? What does it like to eat? All those things affect how we treat, where we treat. And the benefit of us is that we are educated and we understand what their habitat is and what their lifestyle is. And so we will go after the nest of the pest. So we come out and we will find out exactly what it is you're dealing with. And then there's different products and different methods for each bug that's out there. So the best thing to do, I know there's a lot of do-it-yourselfers out there, and I understand that, it's good to save money when you can. But I always say, you know, sometimes it's best to hire somebody that knows what they're doing, because the expense of buying materials and not knowing exactly what you're doing, there's such a time involvement there that it's easier just to call the experts out and get it done right. And we give a warranty with our services,
well,
which means
we're working with an expert, and they're not doing the job, okay? I went out to the patio, and the chairs were covered in spider webs, and I had to overturn each chair and attack a black widow nest, and there was more than one with the eggs. And when you spray into a black widow nest with all that webs around those eggs, the spray does not penetrate that, and they don't die. You have to stomp them or something else.
Well, it sounds like you're dissatisfied right now, and I would suggest that what we do for spiders, not black widows, because black widows are very dangerous, and you know, you be very careful about turning over things without looking. Excuse me?
I attacked them. I was just, okay, declared war. And I won.
Okay, well, that's good, Dorothy. I'm really happy for you. Anyway, spiders, what we do for pest control is we deweb. Because I don't know about you, but I don't like walking through a web when I'm walking to my front door. And that's something special we do. Not all companies do that. But we also offer a warranty service. So if there is a problem in between services where you're not satisfied or you find something that we might have not found, you would call us up and we'd come back out and take care of it, and there'd be no additional charge. So I wish you well. And thank you so much for calling, Dorothy. I appreciate you listening to the show. Have you listened to the show before?
To contact you will be the best way.
Oh, great. Boy, I'm giving a commercial. You can call the 800 number, so there's no cost to you. And the phone number is 800-332, and you spell out the word bugs, or it's 2847.
2847. 1-800-332-2847.
Right.
Okay, I'll have the CEO of the Women's Center, the Downtown Women's Center, with all these churches and all these world-renowned people coming through here. I will tell her to contact you.
Well, listen, when she calls, would you please have her tell the people, my call center, tell the girls at the call center to pass that call on to me so I can talk to her direct, okay?
If it's not the CEO, it's the assistant CEO. Whoever.
That's fine.
It's going to be the top person because we've all had it. The maintenance men have had it. We've all had it. I mean, something's got to change here.
Okay. Well, I know we can help you. So thank you so much for calling.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. God bless you. You're listening to The Sue Free Show on KKLA 99.5. The phone number again is 888-995-5552. Being a business owner is a big responsibility, and I don't take it lightly. And ministering to my employees, I always, I had a gentleman who worked for me once, and he says, you know, you've got it easy. You don't have anybody to answer to. And I was so shocked in that response because I looked him right in the eyes and I said, are you kidding me? I said, I have 50 employees that I have to answer to. The decisions I make affect all of my employees, but not only my employees, they affect the families of the employees and even my customers, because it's really important that we take care of the pests and the termites. And so it's really important that I take care of the employees. And, you know, it's difficult because as a leader, you can't make everybody happy all the time. But I try to listen. You know, listening is so, so important. And I think that if there was one thing that I would suggest for any person in any type of relationship, because that's what it's about, relationships. And it's all relationships, and it takes communication. And it's much better to listen than it is to speak. I had someone tell me a long time ago, we have two ears and one mouth for a reason. We have two ears so that we can listen twice as much as we talk. So with that being said, I will just say that, you know, we are all called to minister to one another. And we are all called to, be there for one another. I've been going through a really hard time lately because I got thrown off my horse and I broke my leg. And it's not a real fun story, but I'm 4 months into it now. And I can say right now, if I can do this without tears, that it's been the biggest struggle. And the biggest struggle is having humility for being able to ask for help. Because when you're a leader, you're supposed to have the answers and you're supposed to be able to handle things. And when you're in a position where you can't drive and you can't even take a cup of coffee from the kitchen to the couch and you have to ask somebody to wait on you hand and foot, it's really, really difficult. And then try a person who works 16 hours, which is me, to not be able to drive, to not be mobile, to be in a wheelchair. Amazing thing with the wheelchair is I keep saying little victories and people say, how are you doing? And how's it going? And I'll say, I'm getting better every day. Because our words are so important, and our brain hears our words. And I was told a long time ago that when you read scriptures, that you can read them quietly and your brain will hear them. But if you read scripture out loud, your brain hears your own voice better and your soul hears your words. So it's much better to read scripture out loud, and your body needs to hear your voice, no one else's. You know, that kind of brings me to another story on a woman once who... she kept having fevers, and they didn't know why she had these fevers. And she went to a psychoanalyst, and she went to a psychologist, and they sat with her for hours and listened to her. And then they couldn't come up with why she kept having these fevers. She went to the doctor, of course, first, and couldn't figure out why she kept having this burning up. She was burning up. And then after months and months of going to different people to seek help to find out why she had this fever and it would never break and she'd take medication and everything, she went to a pastor, and she sat with the pastor, and she's talking to the pastor about this and that and how this really just burns her up. And he said to her, he stopped her, and he said, you know, I don't know what's wrong. And if you've gone to a doctor and you've gone to a psychotherapist and you've gone to all these people, the only thing that I can hear that I hear you keep saying over and over again is that that really burns you up. And I'm thinking that maybe you should stop saying that. And so she did. She says, you know what? I've tried everything else, but I haven't tried that. And so she changed what she was saying. And then she'd say, instead of that really burns me up, she would start saying, she would just say, you know what? That really is upsetting. Or you know what? I'm going to do better next time. Or she'd come up with something else to say. And you know what happened? Believe it or not, this is a true story. But what happened was is that her fever broke. And it was because all they could come up with is that she changed something she was saying. So the moral of the story is that watch your tongue. Watch what you're saying, because your brain is hearing what you're saying. And I was saying, I'm getting better every day. And, you know, people say, how are you doing? I'm getting better every day. And you know what I'm saying now is I'm saying I'm healed in Jesus' name. I am healed, completely healed. And I'm going to walk and I'm going to run. I don't really enjoy running, but I'm going to run and I'm going to enjoy it now because I'll be able to do it. And I'm going to be able to dance because dancing is something so, so important to me. Stepping back from this, I will say that being in a wheelchair was an amazing, amazing lesson. You see things from a different perspective. And I say, I saw so many zippers, and that sounds funny, but I saw everything from zipper level, and you'd be amazed. It's like when you go to Disneyland and you see Disneyland from your children's eyes. It's a whole new world that opens up with just this whole new reality. And it's amazing to just change the position in which you're looking. And it's amazing to see the reception of people. I would go to a party in a wheelchair, and it used to be that I would walk into a party, and I'm about 5'7". I'd walk into a party, and I would just try to work the room. I don't know. Some of you can relate, I'm sure, and some of you probably can't. But I would work the room, and I would just try to, you know, hi, how are you? How's it going? And I'd work the room. But when I got in the wheelchair, it wasn't so easy to maneuver in the room. So what I would do is I would find a place against the wall, and I would, you know, roll my wheelchair up to the wall and then carefully place my wheelchair against the wall so I wasn't in the way of any walkway, bathroom, food, anything. Tried to be out of the way. And it was amazing to see that people would see that I was kind of sitting there with no one to talk to, and they would, one by one, there would be a chair. They'd bring up a chair, they'd sit the chair next to me, and they would start talking to me. And the conversation was so much deeper than the conversation I had when I was in control. So what's the lesson? I don't know. Maybe sometimes it's good to just step back. So, you know, life happens. We get up in the morning and who knows what's going to happen. I woke up this morning and I decided I was going to take my horse for a ride and ended up 4 months later not being able to walk. And I know there's so many stories I've been hearing, people sending me emails and getting on the SueFreeze.com and, you know, writing things on there of encouragement and help. And I just have to say thank you right now to all those people. When we return, my guest is here now, and I'm so excited that he's here, and I'll introduce you after the break. Wow, I talked for almost a whole half hour, and I had no idea what I was going to say. That's pretty good. So this is the Sue Free Show, KKLA 99.5, and if you'd like to call in, I would love to talk with you. It is live, and, you know, I drive all the way in here because I want to talk to you. And so if your heart's beating and you feel like you have something to say, don't hesitate. I always say that because you know what? There's somebody else that might want to hear what you have to say. And don't leave it all to yourself. You know, the devil wants to keep us isolated. He wants to make us think that the problems we're facing are only our problems. But they're not. And you know what? Don't deny somebody the gift of helping. And that's something I think I've been doing for a long, long time. And now it's just so nice. I mean, I have to ask for help. And I guess that God wanted me to slow down for sure. And I don't blame God for the accident. I don't think that that would be right for me to do. It's not his fault. I made a bad choice. I made a bad decision. But you know what? God's with me every minute of every day. And I lean on him every minute of every day. And I'm so thankful that I have him. And if you don't have him, he's there for you too. So I want to welcome you into our family, Christ's family. And understand that he died and he gives us grace. We don't have to get better before we receive him. He's there for us right here, right now. And so I would welcome you to just look up, ask him into your heart, and I know that he'll be there and he'll receive you just as you are. He says, come to me, you who are weary and heavy laden.
Child, you're forgiven and loved. Child, you're forgiven and loved. Child, you're forgiven and child, you are loved. Child, you're forgiven and loved.
The Sue Free Show is sponsored by Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and they start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way. And their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest and termite control at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS.